A sepia-toned photo of a studio lot wavers, then turns into the WB Shield, Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. The shield recedes into a red circular background as a title appears, Looney Tunes Back in Action. Now in a cartoon forest, dozens of signs read Rabbit Season. Elmer Fudd tiptoes past them carrying a rifle. He faces us.
Shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Elsewhere, Daffy Duck covers half of a sign that reads Duck Season with the word rabbit.
I am a duck, bent on self-preservationum, madam.
Bugs Bunny straightens the rabbit sign.
Say your prayers, rabbit. It's rabbit season.
Duck season.
Bugs points Elmer's rifle at Daffy, who points it back at Bugs.
Rabbit season!
Daffy points the rifle at himself.
Duck season, fire!
Elmer shoots him in the face. Bugs flips a matador's cape as Daffy's bill flies past.
Fire!
Elmer shoots. Daffy's bill lodges in a tree, and Bugs holds a card that reads 10.
Called everything.
In a real-life conference room,
Page 7.
A cartoon Daffy flips through a script.
Daffy gets blasted again! What's the matter with you people? We can't do this kind of stuff anymore!
A brother's Warner. Showbiz legends like me shouldn't have to play stooge to that long-eared carrot-chomping overbite challenge!
What's up, Doc?
Bugs enters, munching a carrot.
Hey, Bobby, how's the wife? Great nose job, Chuck. Oh, thanks, Goyles. Good rug, Mel. Never would have guessed.
Bugs' chair bumps Daffy's aside.
Hey, the pleasure's mine.
Fellas, I think Daff's right. Maybe I'll take a vacation. Go visit my 542 nieces and nephews.
Mr. Duck, excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't see how we can have a Bugs Bunny movie without Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my heavens, no. You couldn't have a movie without Bugs Bunny. And if you don't mind me asking, whose glorified personal assistant are you?
Kate Houghton, Vice President, Comedy.
They shake hands. Daffy's freezes.
Kate did Lethal Weapon, babies. Finally, a lethal weapon that I can take my grandchildren to.
Gentlemen, check your phones. Our latest research shows that Bugs Bunny is a core asset that appeals to male and female, young and old, throughout the known universe. While your fan base is limited to angry fat guys in basements.
Yeah, but come on, fellas. I'm thrice the entertainer the rabbit is.
Bugs chooses carrot.
Fine, he's hilarious. But moviegoers these days demand action heroes like me.
As Daffy does karate, he knocks over mugs filled with pencils and ends up balancing on one hand, his body tied in a knot.
Pop that, rabbit.
Bugs pokes Daffy's bill with his toes, knocking out the duck's eyeballs.
So, it has come to this, has it? I'm afraid the brothers Warner must choose between a handsome matinee idol or this miscreant perpetrator of low burlesque.
Bugs wears a spinning bow tie.
Whichever one's not the duck.
An aide brings a filled box.
Hey, that's the stuff from my office.
You don't have an office. Not anymore.
Symbolically, this is bad. Please, brother. Other brother. I see she-wolf. Help me, please. I'm too moist and tender to retire.
Let me escort you out.
Wait! I haven't tried toadying, kowtowing, or butt-kissing yet. I'm still begging here.
Now a brown-haired man bursts through a door and shows a badge. As he leaps a staircase railing, he trips and lands on a dinner table in a movie set. Nearby, a real-life man sits beside a cartoon brute. A sign reads, "All stuntmen, sign in here." As the auditioner walks off the table, it flips on top of him.
Can I try that again?
No. Thank you. We'll call you.
Later, in a security guard shirt, the auditioner meets a guard under a billboard for a spy movie.
Sir.
Hey, DJ, how'd your tryout go?
Well, let's see, I can say I made an impression.
You know, your father can get you the job anytime he wants to.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want that. I'd really rather earn it, sir.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Warner mentioned you this morning.
He did? What'd he say?
He said, don't forget the turtle wax.
Later, DJ buffs a red convertible.
What about animation? I could do cartoons.
Dead duck walking.
Morning, Mr. Bunny.
I'm very hot now, and I do voices. Listen.
Excuse me.
Fetch the stick boy.
Run him around.
You can't handle the truth.
Kate drags Daffy by his wing.
Grip, lady.
I need you to eject the duck.
Lady, this is Daffy Duck.
Exactly.
Not anymore. We own the name.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't stop me from calling myself What do you know?
You fired Daffy Duck?
No, I didn't. Well, I did. They did.
You just were following orders.
Bugs replaces Daffy's arm with his own.
You don't know me.
You're Kate Houghton. You're the VP of comedy. Go figure. You drive a red 1988 Alfa Romeo. Good engine. Little underdriven. I know this because you nearly ran me over last week. Anyway, about that duck, you want me to get rid of him still?
Duck, yes, eject the duck, please.
I can't do that.
Why not?
He's gone.
Kate looks at Bugs, who shrugs. DJ shrugs as well. Kate faces him.
Well, what are you waiting for? Backup?
Later, a tour tram passes DJ.
Daffy!
Shabby job so far, Constable.
Daffy elbows him.
Quick, ask him.
DJ marches after Daffy, who weaves between costumed actors.
Come here, dress inspector.
He runs under a woman's dress. He darts between three men in gladiator costumes. DJ chases him.
Come on.
Stop! Listen, you stop!
Cut him off at the pass, boys. All units in pursuit of little black duck.
Daffy runs into a background painting of a hallway. As DJ tries, he tears through the paper.
Well, that's just cheating.
Woohoo! Daffy!
The duck scampers through a New York backlot.
Bottom in fake New York.
He leads DJ through a building's facade, then up a staircase. On a high platform, Daffy opens a door and races through.
Don't follow me.
DJ bolts after him and plummets face first off a roof's ledge. Below, Roger Corman scowls.
That's not right. Cut! Cut!
DJ lands on a stuntman's airbag.
Lunch, everybody.
The director marches over to the security guard.
That airbag cost a lot of money.
I'm okay.
DJ gets to his feet and climbs off of the bag.
Good morning. Hey, Batman, you good?
On the rooftop, an actor in a Batman costume frowns.
My chariot awaits.
Daffy jumps into the Batmobile.
Yes. Bat lights, bat conditioning, bat stereo. To the duck cave.
DJ spots him.
Hey, stay away from that Batmobile!
He yanks Daffy out.
I'm allowed to steal. I'm a celebrity.
Tell it to the judge.
The Batmobile drives off.
Feeling pretty good about yourself?
I am.
DJ carries Daffy in the other direction.
You bested that dastardly duck?
I did.
Crewmen chase the car.
And now you're going to offer your cat to the pretty executive?
Indeed.
It crashes through a water tower support leg.
Miss Houghton!
Kate and Bugs sit in an Alfa Romeo convertible. DJ points at Daffy and gives a thumbs up. Behind them, the water tower lurches their way. A cable snaps, and water streams out of a broken pipe. The water tower topples toward Kate's convertible.
Look out!
It crashes just short of the car, deluging her with water. Kate spits out a mouthful. In the back seat, Bugs fishes from a small cartoon boat.
What do you know? I found Nemo.
Seated chest high in water, Kate glares at DJ, who still holds Daffy.
I think he likes you.
Slackjawed, DJ faces Kate and points to Daffy.
Oops!
Now the older guard rips two patches off of DJ's uniform and removes his badge.
Your father would be so ashamed of you.
The older guard gestures and DJ removes his shirt. Underneath, he wears a green t-shirt. With his head bowed, DJ hands over the uniform. The guard motions with his thumb. Frowning, DJ leaves the lot. Two large gate doors close behind him, forming the Warner Brothers shield. Now in a restaurant, Porky Pig sits with Speedy Gonzalez.
At first they told me to lose the stutter. Now they tell me I'm not funny. It's a pain in the butt being politically correct.
You're telling me.
Now with Shaggy and Matthew
what
Lillard.
What performance do you call that? You made me sound like a total space cadet, man.
I'm sorry if the other way. I was trying to be real to your character.
If you like goof on me in the sequel, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, and I'll give you a Scooby smack.
All right, so there are some areas of the script I think we need to address. There's no heart, no cooperation, nobody learns anything.
Daffy learns not to stick his head in a jet engine.
He's gone.
Nah, Daffy always comes back. I just tell him how much I need him.
Wile E. Coyote and Sam the Sheepdog sit at another table.
The duck is history, okay?
A sheep pops out of Wile E.'s lunchbox. As he goes to eat it, Sam grabs him by the throat and pounds him like a punching bag.
Answer, we team you up with a hot female co-star.
Bugs turns into a curvy blonde.
I play the female love interest.
Michigan J. Frog dances.
About the cross-dressing thing, in the past, funny, today, disturbing.
Lady, if you don't find a rabbit with lipstick amusing, you and I have nothing to say to each other.
Look, I'm trying to be nice, but I was brought in to leverage your synergy, and I am not going to let you or some wacky
Daffy.
Wacky Daffy Nutty Fruitcake Crispy over rice. It doesn't matter.
Well, these matter.
He shows Gold Rabbit statuettes and a Walk of Fame star.
And they say we get Daffy back. Right, boys?
The statuettes hop up and down. Now DJ rides a dirt bike up a driveway to a Tudor-style mansion. In the neighboring yard, Granny clips hedges.
Little Damien.
Oh, hey, Granny.
Tweety sits in a cage.
Hi, Tweety.
How was work today?
Sylvester hides in a hedge.
Eventful.
What a nice young man.
Sylvester reaches for Tweety. Granny's clippers snip his tail. Now, in a spacious living room, a painting of a dashing gentleman wearing a tuxedo hangs on the wall. Elegant furniture, lamps, and throw rugs decorate the room. As DJ enters wearing a book bag, Daffy Duck pops out.
Guess who? So did you miss me?
Daffy plants a wet kiss on DJ's cheek, then roams into the living room.
Hey, I'm glad I was fired. In a few days, they'll be kissing my befeathered rump, begging me to come back. But I won't.
Did I just miss the whole part where I invited you in?
I'll be too busy accepting numerous multiple offers. Every studio in town will pay.
The cover of the Hollywood Reporter reads, Duck plucked.
Who am I kidding? My career is over.
Perhaps I was being too polite.
Get out!
I'll starve. I'll have to eat envelope glue. Wait, a sushi bar.
Daffy climbs an aquarium, plucks out a fish, and swallows it. DJ reaches down his throat, retrieves the fish, and drops it back into the tank.
Daffy.
Yes?
Leave my father's house. Now.
He squashes the duck. Daffy toddles away, pops back up, and sits at a grand piano.
You live with Daddy?
Yeah, so, just, you know, kind of temporarily.
Oh, I've hit rock bottom. I'm hanging out with a security guard who lives with his father.
Daffy faces a framed poster.
Bone grease and gravy. Your dad's Damien Drake. A super spy.
He's an actor who plays a spy.
Daffy breaks a plaque.
And that was his iSpy award.
Ingenious. An actor who plays a super spy as a cover for being a super spy playing an actor. In fact, I'll bet this whole dump is a super spy lair. Nothing is as it seems. You know, you're probably protected by an invisible force field right this minute.
Daffy throws an apple, hitting DJ in the face.
The force field penetrating apple.
Just feel free to continue your delusional ranting while I answer my...
A remote control flashes.
Remote?
DJ picks it up and holds it to his ear.
Hello?
He points it at a TV and presses a button. Behind him, a small door opens on a chest, revealing a projector lens. On the wall, the painting slides up and the lens projects a transmission.
Son? Dad? What are you doing in the painting?
I wanted to keep you out of this, but there's no one else I can trust.
There he is! Stop him!
Can you hold on a second?
Drake kicks a thug.
Are you shooting a movie or something?
A new Damien Drake movie? Cool.
Come to Las Vegas.
He slams another thug into a wall.
Ask Dusty Tails for the blue monkey.
The blue monkey? What's a blue monkey?
A diamond. A very special diamond. Find Dusty Tails.
Hey! Dad, do you need me to call the police or something?
Drake bites the pin out of a grenade and throws it.
No police.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm sorry I never told you this before, but...
A man grabs Drake in a chokehold and smoke engulfs them. The portrait slides back down.
Dad.
Diamond? I'm rich.
Dollar symbols fill Daffy's eyes and his head becomes a bag of diamonds.
I've joined the leisure class.
I gotta go save my dad.
Oh, yeah, your dad, yeah. So count me in. A spy caper. Double agents. Exploding bikinis. Tigers hanging from helicopters. I'm through with showbiz. From now on, I'm gonna live the adventure. Next stop, Las Vegas.
We'll take my dad's old car.
Ah, a super spy car. Let's ride.
This isn't a spy car.
They enter a garage.
Your dad's a spy. Ipso ergo, a spy car.
Used to deliver pizzas in this car.
DJ gets into a gremlin.
Secret pieces?
DJ throws Daffy out, then rolls up the window.
Fine, be that way.
The window catches Daffy's bill.
Help here.
DJ punches him.
Ducks.
He turns the key in the ignition and pulls down the driveway in the dusty vehicle. Daffy pops up from the back seat.
Hey, you know how I know it's a spy car? Because it looks absolutely nothing like a spy car.
DJ socks him in the bill. As they drive off, the garage doors close. A panel in the floor rotates, flipping a sleek silver sports car into position. Now, in a private theater, Kate sits between the Warner Brothers. Bugs and Elmer appear on screen.
I don't think this routine is going to work without Daffy, but,
Action.
Say your prayers, Wabbit. It's Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Wabbit season.
Elmer checks his script.
See, I told you this wasn't going to work without...
Elmer shoots him. In the theater, Bugs lies wrapped in bandages.
Oh, pain. Oh, agony.
Warner faces Kate.
You're fired.
What? But you...
You got rid of our best duck.
Gawking, Kate rises from her seat.
You can't fire me. My films have made $950 million.
That's not a billion.
Nope, not a billion.
Bugs pops up as a third Warner. Kate paces.
All right. Well, I think we can all agree that the decision to get rid of Daffy was a poor one, but it's time to move on. And by move on, I mean reversing course and getting Daffy back.
By Monday.
The Warners depart.
I will have Daffy back on Monday.
That went well. Listen, Dollface, if I know Daffy, he's already hit the road by now.
On the highway, Daffy gets tossed from the gremlin. Now he pops out of the glove box.
Good stretch.
You know, I'm getting really tired of throwing you out of the car.
That's my plan in a nutshell. Now listen, if we run into anything that requires super spy skills, like cracking wives, smooching dames, you better leave that to me. However, if we have any security guarding needs...
Very, very funny, Doc. I'm not a security guard. For your information, it's just a job. It's what I do for money.
Mm-hmm.
What I really do is I'm a... I'm a stuntman.
Ha! You a stuntman? Please!
I am! Did you see those Mummy movies? I'm in them more than Brendan Fraser is.
Daffy rolls his eyes.
Oh, no, you couldn't stand that. One day he decides to say, no, the Brennmaster does all his own stunts.
Listen, Muscles, if this heap ever makes it to Vegas, I'll do all the stunts, capiche?
As Daffy receives a cell phone call from Bugs, the screen splits.
Yeah, cram it down your rabbit hole. Daff, listen, I think I can get you your old job back with less of a pay cut than usual.
They each nudge their side of the screen.
I'm off to Las Vegas with my new sidekick DJ to match wits with spies and showgirls. It's a little adventure I call Daffy Duck's Quest for the Blue Monkey, and you're not in it.
Daffy butts Bugs off screen. Bugs springs back.
Blue Monkey?
Now the gremlin drives down a desert highway. A sign reads, Las Vegas, 125 miles. Our view moves above the sky to a satellite in space. Elsewhere, on a surveillance screen, we see the gremlin driving.
Blue Monkey, the Blue Monkey. Blue Monkey, little adventure I call Daffy Duck for the Blue Monkey.
A hulking man watches, then shuts a book entitled, Legend of the Blue Monkey. Later, he enters a boardroom overlooking a city. A moving sign outside reads, Acme. A petite, slick-haired man with round glasses tosses a report.
This is unacceptable!
He faces a dozen business people seated at two long tables.
We cannot have 9-year-olds working in sweatshops making Acme sneakers, not when 3-year-olds work for so much less.
Board members press buzzers.
Yes.
But, sir, they require naps.
Put double espresso in their sippy cups.
Nameplates read, VP Child Labor and VP Unfairly Promoted.
Where's my people? What's coming up? What's the next thing? Huh?
The hulking man taps the chairman's shoulder, then whispers in his ear.
Thank you, Bob.
The bald guy leaves.
Grave news, my friends. Direct your attention to the video screen.
He clicks two remotes. The reception is muddled.
Ugh. Cable input. VCR.
A dancing cartoon owl appears.
About the moon and the June and the Springer.
Satellite. Tape menu. Rewind. Power. Off.
On screen, a bird's eye view shows the gremlin.
Well, it seems that Davian Drake Saab knows about the Blue Monkey. And he is on his way to Las Vegas. He must not find the location of the diamond before we do.
On screen, thugs punch Drake.
How is the interrogation going?
The spy kicks them away. As the chairman and board members watch, a mustached henchman addresses them.
He's about ready to crack, boss! Oh!
Bound to a chair, Damien kicks him, too. The chairman grimaces, then changes channels.
Oh. Input. VCR, satellite off. We cannot let the good guys win this time, people. We must capture this son of a spy, and we must locate the diamond and use its powers for our own diabolical ends.
With waving arms, he teeters backward, then faces a long-haired woman.
Copy that to all departments.
Excuse me, I didn't quite get that.
Something about capturing the son of a spy, and then while using the power of the diamond for our own diabolical ends. And be sure and use the laugh, because I like the laugh, don't you? And what is your name?
Mary.
Well, Mary, how'd you like to do a little kissing later?
Yeah, that's what they all say at first.
He stands straight, hands on his hips.
Soon the Acme Corporation will tower over all of creation!
All of creation!
Acme!
Our view zooms outside the Acme skyscraper.
Wait a minute.
Our view zooms back in. A board member speaks up.
Yes?
What about the duck?
The chairman approaches the vice president of rhetorical questions. Glaring, he looms over him.
Extra crispy.
Meanwhile, Kate proceeds up the front walk of the Drake Mansion wearing sunglasses. She hesitates, then continues. She strides up to the broad front door.
Hello?
It half opens. Removing her shades, Kate peeks warily inside.
Hello?
She shuts the door behind her. Now a creeping view from a second floor railing shows her in the foyer.
Hello? DJ? I'm not here to fire you again. I just want to know if that duck told you where he was going.
Later, Kate steps into a blue hallway. A gilt-framed landscape painting hangs on one wall. Two mounted shadow boxes flank the passage to a door. Kate stops, then turns the knob. Facing a white translucent shower curtain, she approaches. From inside the tub, the shadow of Kate's head looms on the curtain. As she draws the curtain, Bugs turns and screams in black and white. Quick cuts show extreme close-ups of his shrieking mouth. Kate rolls her eyes. Bugs clutches the curtain, ripping it from its eyelets. As he slumps down over the edge of the bath, the shower head rains down on us. Bugs's hand reaches into frame and pours a can of Hershey syrup into the tub. As the stained water swirls down, the view of the drain hole merges with one of Bugs's wide-open eyes. The rabbit lies on the bathroom floor.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore?
Why are you torturing me? What have I ever done that...
In the hallway, Kate stops in her tracks, gazing at Drake's spy movie posters hanging on a wall.
I just fired the son of our biggest star.
A photo shows Drake with DJ.
This has been a career-making day, Kate. First you get rid of the duck that everybody hates, but then of course they all want him back.
She glimpses Bugs hiding.
And worst of all, you get into a big fight with Bugs Bunny.
His eyes pool with tears.
Who you revere? I know you've tried to model your life after.
Oh, I hate to see a grown man cry, especially when it's a girl. Listen, Toots, would it stop the water wanks if I told you Daffy was going to Las Vegas with that guy, DJ?
It might.
Well, then, how's a bug we travel in style in this?
In the garage, Bugs and Kate get into the silver sports car.
Las Vegas, Jeeves.
A dashboard screen pops up.
Taking you to Las Vegas.
Flames shoot from the convertible's tailpipe as it tears out of the garage. It arcs past Sylvester in the yard. The force pulls out all the cat's fur, leaving him bare and pink. The car lands on the driveway and swerves onto the street. Later, it drives past desert mountains.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire.
As the convertible cruises on the pavement, Bugs reclines, his feet on the dash.
So get those snakes up higher. Las Vegas.
Bugs drums a ukulele. Kate shoots him a look from behind the wheel, seizes the instrument, and tosses it out onto the asphalt.
You got no music in your soul, sister.
I am aware of that, yes.
Yeah. He sure went for all the extras. Let him around.
Don't touch anything. This is Damien Drake's car.
Let's see.
He pushes a button, picturing a bomb. A missile flies from the rear end and explodes far behind them.
Anthony, what does this one do?
He presses one of a cocktail. A mechanical arm fixes him a martini.
Shaken, not stirred, sir.
Another arm adds a carrot.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
If you touch one more thing.
Shh.
I'm about to defy you.
Kate hits a screen reading Auto Valet.
You done it.
Arms at your side, please.
More arms dress Kate in a magenta gown and Bugs in a tuxedo. The car veers wildly as Kate's old outfit flies from the car.
Formal wear activated.
You clean up nice, kid.
Oh, no.
So.
They cruise off. Nighttime. The gremlin drives over a hill in the desert. The lights of a sprawling city appear.
Las Vegas!
On the strip, casino signs glitter. Stardust, Excalibur, Sahara, Bally's, Treasure Island, and Frontier. The gremlin zooms toward a neon sign of Yosemite Sam 20 stories tall. The neon Sam draws money bags from his holsters. A marquee reads, now playing in the corral, Dusty Tails. Daffy and DJ enter.
Smell that, DJ? That's the sweet aroma of money, glamour, and busload upon busload of senior citizens.
Cool it, Duck. This could be dangerous.
Right. We find Dusty Tails, save your dad, get the diamond, apply kung fu liberally as needed.
A likeness of Sam frames a stage. In an office, Sam receives a transmission from the Acme chairman.
Under no circumstances are you to allow the young Mr. Drake and his duck cohort out of the casino in one piece. Is that clear?
Okay. You want the varmints and what they come for. I got you. But what's in it for old Sam?
The chairman's thug, Bob, opens a treasure chest full of gold. As Yosemite Sam eyes the gold, Bob bangs the chest lid up and down on Sam's head.
I got you.
Did you know that Dusty Tails sang the theme song to 6 Damien Drake movies?
Yeah, I know. He's my father, remember?
Your dad is Damien Drake?
Yes!
I'm kidding. Relax. We did that, okay?
Foghorn Leghorn MCs on stage.
Listen up, y'all. Please put your greasy, buff-faced, shoveling hands together for our next act. If you've heard her before, you're not here now. So let me introduce you to Miss Dusty Tails.
A woman dressed as a plantation belle sits on a swing.
If you want it to be good, boy, get yourself a bed.
She undresses, revealing a fringed leotard. Little dancers dressed like Sam surround her. Daffy's eyes pop out and roll around.
If you want it to be wild, gotta know just who to dial, baby.
Dusty swings an arm overhead like twirling a lariat.
If you really like it hot, get someone who...
He spots a sign pointing backstage.
Oh, yeah.
In the wings, DJ waves to Dusty during a dance sequence.
Hey, Dusty! Hey, Dusty! Dusty, can I talk to you? Dusty!
She eyes him curiously. Beside DJ, a chorus of Little Yosemite Sam scampers on stage. DJ snares his jacket around the last Little Sam. As DJ dances out in the Sam costume, Daffy frowns in the audience.
What?
Dusty, I gotta talk to you.
They dance a polka.
I'm Damien Drake's son, DJ.
What?
She eyes the costume's mask.
How do I know it's you?
She pulls the mask down. DJ's grinning teeth sparkle.
You are Damien's son.
Is there someplace we can talk?
Later in her dressing room.
Excuse me, I have to change.
Really okay, Toots, hand over the diamond.
You brought a goose?
It's duck, thank you.
The door opens.
Hi.
You again.
Elsewhere, Sam meets two cartoon thugs.
We gotta get them varmints and what they come for.
And then we blast them?
Then we blast them.
Back with Daffy.
If I were a giant diamond, where would I be?
A mousetrap clamps his bill.
Not there.
Dusty changes behind a screen.
My dad's in trouble.
Not here.
And he said that I should ask you about the blue monkey.
So then you know.
Oh, definitely.
Nope.
Yes.
I figured something must have happened when he didn't show up. So sorry, but that's what comes with being a spy.
So, you're, a spy, too.
The pop diva thing? That's just one side of me. I also work for the agency. Professional assassin. It's really hard trying to juggle the two sometimes. I don't know what I'm gonna do when I have kids. Do you know how hard it is to find a nanny with advanced weapons training?
She wears a skin-tight rubber bodysuit.
How many galoshes died to make that little number?
What about this blue monkey?
Your father's assignment was to track it down before the chairman could. The diamond has supernatural powers. It would be a disaster if it fell into the wrong hand.
She gets a playing card.
I was supposed to give him this.
It shows the Mona Lisa.
This is not a king-sized diamond. This is a queen of diamonds. What kind of sick joke is this?
He judo chops Daffy.
Very funny. Oh,
that is so sweet. You trying to take over for your father. These evil forces, They're bad people.
Relax, sister. I don't know the meaning of the word fear.
Sam aims a cannon at him.
Fear, noun, a state of terror.
Incoming!
As Daffy slams the door shut, the cannon blows him through the chorus girl's dressing room, across the stage, and into a fire extinguisher, which foams up. DJ lies atop Dusty.
A mission like this requires years of experience and training.
Baby, I ain't got time for that right now. I gotta go save my dad.
Don't lose that card. It's important.
After him, boys!
As DJ escapes, Dusty knocks the thugs unconscious, then fixes her hair. DJ marches past the chorus line and finds Daffy stuck in the fire extinguisher box. He yanks him out, shakes the foam off, and rolls the duck against the brick wall.
Easy on the feathers.
Sam chases, guns blazing.
Cardarian coyote!
He slips on a banana peel.
Oh, Dad burns plastic cliche!
Daffy climbs a ladder.
Faster! Climb like my life depended on it!
Clinging to DJ, Daffy's hands cover DJ's eyes.
You run, I'll steer! Right! I mean left!
DJ bumps into a post. One thug, Cottontail, clotheslines him. Daffy lands on a statue.
That's what I'm talking about, you snake!
DJ kicks him, then boxes.
Is that all you got?
DJ backfists him, then elbows his gut.
It's gonna leave a mark.
The thug, Nasty, pins DJ to a wall.
That's not boxing! Bite his ear!
DJ assumes a karate stance and pummels Nasty. As Cottontail swings a chair, DJ ducks, then socks him through a rail down into the casino. Cottontail lands headfirst in a passing money cart. Now Nasty knocks DJ against a post, then grabs the playing card out of his pocket.
I'll take that playing card.
They wrestle over the card. DJ headbutts Nasty, and the playing card flips over the railing. He headbutts him again, then eyes the falling card.
After it, Stump Boy!
Oh, man.
Jump! Jump!
DJ dies. He falls shy of a chandelier and breaks a table surrounded by poker-playing dogs. DJ watches the Queen of Diamonds sail toward a blackjack table, where Foghorn Leghorn deals cards. The card lands in an automatic shuffler. DJ sits down to play, and Yosemite Sam follows.
All right, place your bets, gentlemen. Money plays, loser stays. Everyone's a win. Well, not everyone. Here's my money. Now play. Cards, sir.
Hit me.
Don't you want to look at your cards first, son? Boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
DJ's got an ace and a deuce.
No, hit me first! Wait your turn, sir.
Hit me.
Foghorn deals him an ace.
Hit me.
Another ace.
Hit me.
Another ace.
Hit me.
A deuce.
Hit me.
He gets four more aces.
Oh, no! Hit me, Frasnabbit!
Foghorn whacks him.
He's the boss.
You son of a card!
Card, sir.
Hit me.
The Queen of Diamonds.
21, a winner!
DJ grabs the card and runs. Daffy scoots across the table.
And then they made their heroic escape.
Daffy slams into a door. They exit to a valet zone.
I say we do Cirque du Soleil and call it a night.
They run to the Gremlin.
How about the Liberace Museum?
DJ lets the keys drop from the sun visor.
Baby can really do.
Smoke rises from the engine. The hood flips up, the fenders and doors drop off, and the tires buckle.
Now that's an interesting feature.
Come back, you absconders!
Hey, watch yourself, ma'am.
A rug shows Sam's face.
I love this rug. Hey, come back here, you are!
Rest, move, go!
Daffy and DJ skedaddle across a busy street, dodging taxis and cars. Behind them, Jeff Gordon hands his car keys to a valet.
Modified Chevrolet with a big 24 on the side.
As Jeff waits, his racer pulls up. Colorful corporate logos decorate the car.
Out of the way, fancy boy. I'm a commandeer in this here clown car. After him, boys!
Cottontail and Nasty steal the car.
Flag, flag, and ragtag sidekick!
They leave Sam behind. Meanwhile...
Slow down, will ya? I'm waddling here.
Come back, you darn idiot, you loot!
Sam drives Jeff's stolen racer. Meanwhile, Kate and Bugs cruise the strip.
There's got to be 314 hotels and 142 casinos in Las Vegas. You're never going to find that duck.
Daffy splatters on the windshield.
Daff never misses a cue.
DJ arrives. He peels Daffy off the glass, flips him out like a blanket, and tosses him into the spy car.
What's up, Duck?
Don't you spot with me.
Excuse me.
He and Kate scowl at each other.
You!
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 Him!
Her!
Them!
Out of my way!
Sam smashes the razor through a t-shirt stand. Now DJ gets behind the spy car's wheel.
You are in big trouble, mister.
Pedestrians run as Sam chases the spy car. Inside, Daffy tries to stuff Bugs out the window.
Ow, 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 ow.
What are you doing, kidnapping me? Stop the car!
This is my adventure, Bob.
Behind them, Sam's red mustache flutters as he accelerates. Up ahead, Bugs hangs out the window, flapping in the wind.
Coming through.
As he vaults back inside, his feet squash Daffy. DJ keeps his eyes on the road.
So, what brings you to Las Vegas? You ran out of people to fire in L.A.?
You stole my duck.
Your duck? Bah, I belong to the world.
You know what? You can have him.
Sam stays hot on their tail, then pulls up beside them. Nasty strikes a match on the pavement, lights a stick of dynamite, and leers at Kate.
Dynamite? Who has dynamite?
Welcome to my world.
Hang on.
DJ veers right and bangs a 180. With a traffic jam behind him, he weaves through it in reverse. An aerial view shows him dodging cars. In the racer, Sam and his thugs pass around the lit dynamite.
Throw it out the window!
Throw it out! Throw it out!
But innocent people could be hurt.
Throw it out the window!
It'll send the wrong message to children!
Throw it out!
A blast fills the car, leaving them charred and bald. Now the spy car clears the jam, skids in a circle, and halts. Kate queasily sits up, planting a hand on DJ's grinning face. Bugs and Daffy's faces vibrate like crash cymbals.
Didn't he used to be behind us?
As Sam charges in the racer, DJ turns down an alley. Sam follows. In the spy car, Bugs and Daffy calmly exchange wheels. Now the cars race side by side. They cross an intersection and shoot down another alley.
We're having duck tonight, boys!
Suggestion, but all those in favor of not hitting dead walls say aye.
Mother!
Taking you to mother.
The spy car computer activates jets at the rear fenders and wings at the hood. It flies straight up a hotel's facade.
Uh-oh.
Inside Sam's casino, dancers flee as the racer crashes into the stage. Sam ricochets into a shed labeled Danger Explosives. In the dark, he lights a match. Sam gets blasted skyward. He arcs over the flying spy car.
Oh, look, a shooting star.
Oh, darn.
Quick, everybody make a wish. You know, I'm beginning to think that this one is the spy car.
What?
Later.
ETA to mother, 10 minutes.
The spy car banks in the air.
Fly with me, let's fly away.
Kate sees an airliner fly below them.
If you can use...
Please return your seatbacks to full and upright position.
So, what are your plans now, if I may ask?
Daffy'll save us. He's the hero. All right, Bucktooth, stick a carrot in
it. Hey, everybody calm down, all right? I can handle this.
He pulls the gear shift and the car plummets. As the four passengers grimace, Bugs's tongue wags. Bugs pauses for some breath spray, then resumes screaming. Daffy uses his cell phone.
Warner Brothers stock. I got an inside tip that Bugs Bunny's about to die.
Inches above the ground, the car halts. All four faces press into the windshield.
Huh. Out of gas.
What? It doesn't work like that.
Thanks, Twix.
Later at a campfire, DJ and Kate lie back under a silvery space-age blanket. Bugs toasts a carrot over the flames. He offers some to Daffy, who sulks beside him.
Carrot? No thanks.
By the firelight, DJ studies the Mona Lisa playing card. Kate stirs restlessly, then eyes him.
You really think that playing card is going to help you rescue your father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
You know this all sounds insane, right?
As he stares at the strange Queen of Diamonds, Kate lies back.
I remember the first time I saw your dad in the movies.
Yeah.
So breathtaking.
She falls asleep. Lying back, DJ rolls his head and glances at her smooth, pretty face.
Your hair smells nice.
Hmm? You say so?
No, just... Good night.
DJ rolls onto his side.
I'm telling you, Daffy, I heard the Warner Brothers say you were their best duck. Flattered though I may be, flattened I will not, in order for you to get the laugh. It's all poo-poo, yuck-yuck, and then bam-wham-wham! And your tail is on fire.
Exactly my point.
No, really, your tail's on fire.
Daffy scrambles around, his tail feathers ablaze.
Daff, you're accident prone.
Daffy pinches the fire out.
What am I talking to you for? All you have to do is munch on a carrot and people love you.
Bugs munches his carrot and watches Daffy sleep. Now, under a blazing sun, Kate stands in her evening gown using her cell phone.
So I need you to move my 12 o'clock appointment up to 2 o'clock and then back to 11 o'clock and then just cancel it. And I need you to get a helicopter and... No. Don't put me on hold. Oh, God. I can't die out here. Oh, this wasn't the plan. After this comedy. Promised myself I would only do real movies about the human condition crammed with social relevance.
Bugs fries an egg on Daffy's bill.
There's nothing but a big rock for 10 miles and that.
Bugs uses a spatula. As the humans discuss, the egg flips in the air in front of them. DJ tosses a coin.
So we go that way.
Say, who are you kidding here? We're goners. Water! I can't die now. Think of the millions of children who want me to have the diamond.
Gripping Kate's ankle, Daffy gets dragged.
Oh, look at that.
A Walmart appears.
Is it a mirage or just product placement?
Hey, who cares? With shopping convenience at such low prices. Water, Fresca, Mountain Dew, your product name here.
Is this your idea?
Kate looks from DJ to the superstore.
The audience expects it. They don't even notice this kind of thing anymore.
Later, they exit, refreshed, wearing new clothes.
Nice of Walmart to provide these Walmart beverages in return for us seeing Walmart so many times.
As the chairman scowls at them on his video screen, Yosemite Sam hangs upside down on a rope.
Where's Yosemite Sam? What is your report?
Boss, it wasn't me. That rousing, frowsing, ducking a crazy sun DJ and a humming, humming the dusty tails.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
He tugs Sam's mustache and slingshots him away. He faces Drake.
Well, Mr. Drake, are you going to save us the bother of eliminating your son?
My son's gonna kick your evil butt.
Drake's in a cage.
Mr. Chairman!
Yes, Dad?
There's an operative.
Several board members frown.
Not a bad idea, Dad. Our desert operative is due for a win.
In the desert, Roadrunner gets chased by Wile E. Coyote.
Meet me.
As Wile E. halts by a cactus phone, a label appears. Coyote, Desertus Operatus Idioticus. As he answers, he holds up a sign. Hello. Later, he spies. Wile E. flashes a sinister grin, then abandons his binoculars, which spin in the air and drop out of sight. Next, he tiptoes up to a laptop and shops on the Acme website. Wile E. rejects a giant rubber band and rocket-powered roller skates. In his shopping cart, he chooses a missile launcher. A prompt asks, gift wrap? It's free! Wile E. bats his eyes adoringly, then selects instant shipping. A huge crate tied with a red bow lands on him. As Roadrunner whisks by, Wiley's hand holds a sign. Ouch.
All right, here's the plan. You wait here for the next truck or car or camel or whatever, and take Bugs and Daffy and get back to Hollywood and finish making a movie.
What are you going to do?
I'm just gonna keep walking that way.
That's your plan?
Yep. That's the direction the car was going.
Now Wile E. wears a steel pot helmet as he turns a crank on the launcher. The missile's angle rises. Wile E. lines up the crosshairs on Daffy and the others. He takes the remote, tiptoes a few steps, and presses a button. The rocket fire torches Wile E. As it launches, he shakes off the soot. Using binoculars, he smiles, then frowns. The missile returns and nails him into the ground.
I don't want to get too wrapped up in your little caper here, but...
A blast rises in the distance.
You're right, and Damian Drake is a spy?
Super spy.
What's the point of just meandering through the desert if...
DJ takes a blue tube-shaped pack off his shoulder and offers it to her.
Here.
He walks off.
Be safe.
Attaboy. Trust your instincts.
Oh, yeah. Except for the water tower, the Batmobile, the rubble known as Las Vegas.
Hey. Nobody is rich and famous and powerful as my father. It just disappears into thin air.
DJ disappears in a jelly-like ripple. Kate pokes at the invisible portal.
Suddenly, I feel like I'm in Aunt Marge's Jell-O mode.
Hey, guys, it's air conditioned in here. Come on in.
DJ reaches out of nowhere and yanks them into a high-tech facility. On a set of polished steps, Kate lies atop DJ. A green four-eyed monster bares its fangs. As it leaps, a mechanical claw plucks the beast into the air. Elsewhere, an overhead sign reads, Intruder Alert. Five guards turn a corner and aim long poles at the foursome. At a console, a uniformed worker pulls a lever, and the claw drops the green monster into a huge glass jar. A machine applies a metal lid, then pokes air holes into its top. Back on the steps, Daffy glares.
Okay, Buster, where's Damian Drake and that big diamond?
A guard's laser melts Daffy into a black puddle.
Clean up on aisle three.
A woman in a lab coat follows a waddling robot.
I am monitored to respond to the name Robbie.
Hi, DJ.
The guards lower their weapons.
At ease. I'm Mother.
Ooh. Yeah, like the car said that we would be meeting you. How do you know my name?
Oh, DJ, I have known you since you were this big.
Mother holds her fingers an inch apart.
That's not really possible, is it? Must have been a photo. All right, let me just take care of this and we'll...
She sucks the liquid Daffy into a turkey baster.
Give it to me straight. How bad is it?
So, shall we? So little to do, so much time.
Whoa, you're going to put him back, right? Because I can't go back to L.A. with duck soup.
We do have the facilities to reconstitute the body. The mind, though, will remain a gooey mess.
Jars contain more aliens.
About my father?
All in due time.
Mother faces a pygmy humanoid on a table.
Break it up, fellas. Nice coats. White is the new black, you know.
She tickles the humanoid's feet.
Oh, look.
So, this is Area 51, right?
No.
The secret military base?
No.
Where they keep the aliens?
No. Area 51 is actually a paranoid fantasy we concocted to hide the true identity of this facility.
Which is?
Area 52. Don't quote the end.
Bugs holds up a picture of a screw and a ball. Nearby, a sign reads, keeping things from the American people since 1947.
Oh, call me Mom.
Mom, what is it that you do here exactly anyway?
A black and white Kevin McCarthy clutches a giant pod.
You're already here.
All right. You're not.
At Acme, the chairman confronts Wiley.
My God, man, what am I going to do with you? You've done nothing but screw up. You've walked off bases. You've been smashed by boulders. You've been run over by diesel trucks. And don't blame the equipment. The equipment is good. It's Acme equipment. You're a coyote. Be Wiley. All right, now, buck up and let's see a little smile.
Wiley grins, his mouth closed.
A little bigger.
He shows a few teeth.
A little bigger.
His mouth stretched wide, he bares his fangs.
Oh, well, that's nice. Now, just go take a shower and don't come back till you smell better.
Wiley disappears out of the room.
And be careful, there's some men moving a safe out there, and I don't want you to... And be careful of the box of fireworks, because... I suppose I should mention the plate glass window.
The chairman's puckered mouth freezes in an O shape.
It's tough being the boss.
At Area 52, Marvin the Martian sits in a jar.
Ah, a communication!
Memo to Marvin the Martian.
Marvin bangs his head, images flicker in his eyes.
Obtain the playing card and destroy the duck. And when I say destroy the duck, I mean kill him viciously and painfully.
A mission? I'm all a tingle.
Meanwhile.
So, here we are in the I can't tell you what room. Robert, can you take care of that, please?
The baster.
Yes, madam.
And Doc, when you bring Daffy back, could you make him 20% funnier?
I heard that.
What were we discussing? This isn't about the giant ants, is it?
Giant ants?
Because they're not really ants anymore.
She drinks from a beaker.
Tell me about the blue monkey.
She spits liquid in DJ's face.
How do you know about that thing that I've never heard of in my entire life?
He wipes his eyes.
My dad told me.
What is the point of making them pinky swear?
Mother takes a videotape from a hatch in Robbie's chest.
Now this tape will explain everything. Prepared especially for your father.
On a screen, a warning reads, Top Secret, official U.S. Civil Defense film.
Greetings, Damian Drake.
It's Peter Graves.
If you're watching this, you are aware that the world indeed is in grave danger. The Acme Corporation is in hot pursuit of the Blue Monkey Diamond, a supernatural gem with the ability to turn people into monkeys. and then back again. It is the Acme chairman's goal to turn the population into monkey slaves to manufacture shoddy Acme goods and then change them back to people to buy the stuff.
Daffy reforms.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, you may say. Your mission is this. Find it, destroy it, save humanity. And remember, no one wants to be turned into a monkey.
As Graves' image fades out, a message appears on screen. You saw nothing.
So that's why those guys came after my dad, because my dad was going to save the world. So that means if I go after the diamond, then the bad guys come after me.
Well, hang on. You're not seriously thinking about
taking over your father's mission? I guess that would be all right.
What?
Listen, if you're going to be a spy, you'll need spy stuff.
Later.
So, is this where you keep all the high-tech spy gadgets?
Mother presses a keypad and heavy doors marked caution slide open. Futuristic firearms line a wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's cool. So I got to use all this stuff?
No.
She shuts the door.
Your stuff is over here.
Mother picks up a handheld device.
But, you know, I really like the...
All right. So, looks like an ordinary cell phone. Mm-hmm. Three-way calling, voice dialing, downloadable ringtone.
My phone does all that.
Superconducting electromagnet.
A metal stool sticks to DJ's hand.
GPS with mapping software. Chip calculator. Game Boy.
Game Boy?
A red laser burns Daffy's head off.
High-powered laser. Polycarbonate repelling line with jet-propelled micro grappling hook. Nose hair trimmer. You always want to look your best.
Daffy's head talks to his searching body.
Cold. Warm. Warmer.
Bugs kicks the head away. A worker looks up.
Permit me, madam.
Robbie brings a pair of pants.
Excellent choice.
Swank pants.
Oh, and comfortable, too. Plus, liquid hydrogen rocket pockets here and here.
Hand stitching, nuclear-powered crotch pad.
Hands rocket upward, taking Daffy with them.
He'll be down in a moment.
Using a laser gun, Marvin blasts a hole in his jar.
Wakey, wakey, friends. Time to wreak mayhem in the cause of evil.
He releases the man from Planet X.
Mother, just one last question. What's the deal with this card?
Well, that is the window into what lies behind her smile.
What?
I'm sorry, it's our intelligence people. They feel a need to code everything in a riddle. I think they get some kind of perverse pleasure out of it. I think it's the corporate.
The lab doors slide open.
Hey, looks like we got company.
A giant Venus flytrap snaps its jaws. Metaluna mutant rotates his eyes.
Illegal alien.
Robot monster, the man from Planet X, and a Dalek robot all move in.
Daughter, I knew this day would come.
Mother heads to a sealed door. Beside it, a panel reads, "Push only in case this day comes." Mother presses a red button.
Activated.
As lab technicians flee, the Dalek shoots blue laser rings at DJ and Kate. Marvin zips over.
The playing card, please.
I'll take that. Out of my way. Hero coming through.
As Daffy grabs the card, the tentacled brain from Planet Arouse leaps onto DJ's neck. Marvin chases Daffy. Laser fire disintegrates Marvin.
Pesky foul.
Bugs puts microwave popcorn into the Planet X-Man's chest plate. It pops inside his clear helmet. Now DJ throws the tentacled brain through a shattered wall.
Isn't it about time to enjoy a frosty cold soda at the concession stand?
As DJ and Kate run, a Dalek fires at them.
Get the let out, folks! Bus is leaving!
Daffy stands by the portal.
Halt and be fricasseed!
As Marvin fires, the foursome leaps through the portal and lands face down in the desert sand.
Well, that was fun.
Looking for this?
Daffy holds up the Mona Lisa playing card.
Now, what did she mean by a window?
The window into what lies behind her smile. That's the Mona Lisa.
Which is in the Louvre.
Which is in Paris.
So just how are we supposed to get to Paris? Like this?
Bugs peels back the screen like a curtain, unveiling old stock footage of the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame Cathedral, and the Arc de Triomphe. In the present day, a nun leads schoolgirls in blue coats and yellow hats across a park. Now at the Louvre, Bugs and Daffy creep through an exhibit hall, hiding behind columns. Wearing a short black dress and a beret, Kate approaches the Mona Lisa. DJ joins her in a black leather jacket. He peers over his shoulder, then pulls out the playing card.
It didn't look like much of a window to me.
Maybe the diamond is in the painting.
Huh?
Now all we have to do is steal the Mona Lisa.
Dressed as a burglar, Daffy slides under the rope.
No. Look, don't touch, right?
Yeah. But I'm already in costume. That's a good look for you. Do you really think so?
Wait a minute.
DJ flips over the card. He peels back the corner and removes a thin, clear film with a prismatic center. Kate and DJ examine the film and knit their brows.
Aha! It is a window.
DJ holds it before the painting and sees Mona Lisa's bra.
Wow.
It's an X-ray.
Whoops.
Next, they see her skeleton, then a map.
Whoa. It's a map of Africa. I mean, that's where the diamond is.
Hold it up. I'll take a picture.
Yeah. Well, hey, can I take a picture?
Oh. As Kate holds her cell phone to take a picture, Daffy jumps up and down.
Please hit the cops.
A passing officer eyes the foursome.
He's gone. So come on, let me take a picture, will ya?
With Daffy jumping, Kate snaps a picture. Elmer Fudd pokes his rifle into Daffy.
I'll take that.
Bugs takes the X-ray card.
What gives, Doc? We made 35 pictures together.
Well, as it turns out, I'm secretly evil.
That's hellbent for you.
Now make with the card so I can please my dark masters.
Yes, sir. Queen of Diamonds is your card. Just...
Bugs deals cards into one of Elmer's ears and out the other.
Uh-huh. Is this your card?
No.
Bugs licks cards and sticks them to Elmer's face. DJ and Kate back away.
I said it's the Queen of Diamonds, I tell you.
You mean like this one?
Bugs flees with the card. Elmer gives chase.
Ooh, I'm gonna twist.
Think we should go back and help him?
Nah, Elmer never gets Bugs. It's a formula, but it works.
Bob kidnaps Kate.
The great thing about movies, you always know what's gonna happen. For instance, if this was a movie, you and I probably wind up together.
Oblivious to her absence, DJ shifts his eyes. Around the corner, Bob drags Kate away.
If you don't let go of me, I am going to scream, and I'm not going to stop screaming!
As they board an elevator, DJ runs into the closing door. Now in an exhibit hall, Bugs and Daffy flee from Elmer. They pass Salvador Dali's The Persistence of Memory, back up, and jump in. Elmer follows. In the painting, the barrel of his rifle droops. As Bugs and Daffy run, their bodies stretch and liquefy.
Well, this is surreal.
Stop or I'll fire.
Elmer's words float above as a stop sign and other pictographs. As he props up his limp rifle, the bullets sputter out and Elmer's body melts. Bugs and Daffy cut through the wallpaper and jump into Edvard Munch's The Screen. As Elmer chases them down the dock, Daffy hops over the two faceless pedestrians and bumps into the screaming figure. As Bugs and Daffy plug their ears, Elmer aims. Bugs stomps his foot. Elmer screams and his face grows gaunt and bug-eyed. Bugs and Daffy hurry into Toulouse-Lautrec's Moulin Rouge, followed by Elmer. On a dance floor, Bugs and Daffy wear skirts and blouses. They can-can and bump Elmer with their rears. Taking turns, they each kick him. The cross-dressers boot him high into the air, then curtsy. Now outside, Bob carries Kate over his shoulder in a canvas sack labeled Acme. DJ runs out and spots them.
Hey! Gendarme!
Pepe Le Pew is dressed as a French policeman.
Oh, oui, monsieur?
There's a man with it. He's got a woman. She's tied up in a burlap sack. He's taking her to the Eiffel Tower.
It is spring, is it not?
A green mist wafts from Pepe's tail. DJ winces queasily. Inside, Bugs, Daffy, and Elmer hop from painting to painting, dressed in period costume. While Daffy gleans wheat, Bugs plays a bent mandolin. Elmer chases them into Georges Seurat's Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte.
I'm gonna blast you.
Bugs and Daffy run past the dotted figures. As a painter dabs a canvas, Bugs hops into a baby carriage. Elmer looks in. In a bonnet, Bugs flashes huge eyes.
Oh, shucks.
He pinches Bugs' cheek. Bugs bites Elmer's nose, then flees behind a tree with Daffy. Elmer aims his gun. The blast scatters thousands of paint dots. Bugs and Daffy hop out. A dotty Elmer follows.
Pointillism. A technique of using individual dots of pigment which, taken together, make an image.
Bugs turns on a fan, blowing Elmer's dotted form away.
I think when you go to the movies, you should learn something.
Using a pencil, Daffy connects dots on his body. Outside, Bob carries the struggling sack down a street and heads through an entrance to the Eiffel Tower. Catching up, DJ weaves through the crowd.
Here's a
DJ looks up. A red balloon floats to the top of the tower. He removes his jacket and pulls out his spy phone. The back reads, Top Secret Pocket Rocket. DJ presses some buttons. As he crouches, smoke jets from the cuffs of his pants. Sparks shoot out from his rear. His pants fly off, leaving DJ in his boxers. The three bears approach.
Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Now there's something you don't see every day.
You.
DJ points at Father Bear.
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't want any trouble.
What are you doing there?
I just want your pants.
DJ throws his coat over the bear. Now a cartoon buzzard pilots a helicopter.
That's right. I'm a vicious bird of prey.
Bob waves to him from the top of the tower. At the base, DJ wears Father Bear's pants as shorts.
Merci.
He races toward an elevator. On the platform, Bob opens the sack. Kate stands up and pounds on his solid chest. The thug grabs her wrist, takes the cell phone, and throws her onto her rear. Kate glares at Bob, slack-jawed. A ladder lowers from the helicopter above. Bob smirks and tucks the phone into a jacket pocket. As he holds onto the departing ladder, Kate leaps off the tower and hangs from his shoulders. Now DJ races across the platform and stops at the edge. DJ turns around and runs up a spiral staircase to an observation booth. In the air, Kate wildly kicks her leg, struggling to hold on. DJ exits onto the ledge of the booth.
Hey! Get the girl back!
Kate dangles from Bob's waist. As she looks down, Paris spins below. Gritting her teeth, she reaches for Bob's chest and slips off. Shaking his head, DJ dives off the railing. With his arms and legs spread wide, he plunges toward Kate. Furrowing his brow, DJ folds his arms and legs in tight, then speeds through the air to the plummeting damsel. As she flails, he scoops her into his arms and whisks out his cell phone. The micro grappling hook shoots out and hooks onto an iron arch on the tower. As the couple swings low, DJ swipes flowers from one vendor and chocolates from another, leaving money in their hands. He guides himself and Kate into seats at a sidewalk cafe. Bugs and Daffy sit next to them. DJ pushes a button and the grappling hook retracts into his phone.
What kept you?
Is she okay?
Oh, it was great.
As she hugs DJ, Daffy holds up a heart and Bugs shoots an arrow but misses. The cartoon characters act casual.
Well, I'd say it's the perfect day. Except for the fact that we lost the map.
We?
All right, I'm the jerk who lost the map.
And I'm the bunny who saved the car. Voila!
Hey, nice going, Bugs.
The rabbit hands him the X-ray card.
Africa.
In the Acme boardroom.
Dear people! I reveal to you the whereabouts of the blue monkey.
He places Kate's cell phone in a docking port.
All right.
The video screen shows Daffy's head blocking the map.
Well, there's a duck in the middle of the map. Remove the duck. Remove the duck. The duck is in the middle.
The chairman hurls a remote at the video screen.
Oh. We cannot let a boy, a girl, and a duck and a rabbit thwart our plans for global domination.
Drake wears a wired helmet.
A wager?
$5 says my son will scuttle your diabolical plans and save the world.
You're awfully spunky for a man in your position.
As the chairman works the control, Damien smacks himself.
How do you like that, Mr. Slap yourself in your own face? Give him a good zets every once in a while.
My pleasure.
A cartoon Peter Lorre grins.
I think I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm going to unleash our most vicious operative.
A cage lowers into the room holding the Tasmanian devil. The VP of Never Learning hits a buzzer.
Mr. Chairman, while we agree that the Tasmanian devil is quite vicious, if memory serves, he is also really stupid.
Really? Well, so are you.
The chairman opens the cage and Taz charges the VP.
Good boy.
Taz whirls back to his cage. The VP of Never Learning is a skeleton.
I withdraw my objection.
Now a red dotted line snakes across a map of Africa, then reaches a winding path. As green overgrowth obscures the trail, our view descends into a jungle. DJ and Kate slice their way through the thick vegetation with machetes. Bugs and Daffy follow.
This would have been a lot easier underground.
Come on, it's only another 6,000 cubits in this here.
perfect direction.
Huh? Granny, Sylvester, and Tweety ride up on a real-life elephant.
Look, Tweety, it's that nice boy from next door.
Oh, little Damien. How funny seeing you here, dear.
Hi, Granny.
Would you and your little friends like a lift?
Giddy up, Dumbo.
Sure was a lucky coincidence you showing up just now.
Yes, wasn't it?
As Granny and Sylvester trade devious glances, DJ and Kate furrow their brows. Later. Kate, DJ, Bugs, and Daffy accompany Granny and her pets. Colorful Tweety-like birds fly in a swirling formation.
I've discovered my woots.
I've discovered my lunch.
Subtitles appear. I taught a putty tat. The birds bop Sylvester on the head.
Quiet, freedom!
Tweety wears an African cap and dashiki. Later, the elephant crosses a natural bridge toward a massive cluster of gnarled woody growth. Our view follows them to temple ruins.
What a fantastic view! Unless you're in the audience, in which case you've been staring at an elephant's behind for 30 seconds. My destiny awaits.
Vines cover stone statues of monkey heads.
I guess this is our stop.
Enjoy the rest of your adventure, children.
Later, DJ, Bugs, Kate, and Daffy pass a fang-bearing face hewn in the rock. They come to a pedestal on a ledge. DJ kicks a rock into a lava pit. On the other side, a huge pillar stands in front of a courtyard. The pillar shows a relief of a monkey. Beyond the pillar, Stone Ape Head stares solemnly toward the courtyard center. On the pedestal, Daffy picks up a cobweb-covered figurine of a monkey with hooked arms.
This is the blue monkey? This dime store bauble?
The pedestal descends.
I've been rooked!
That shouldn't happen.
Shafted by the gods!
Nice going, Daffy.
I demand recompense. I want my diamond. Where is my humongous rock?
A boulder falls on him.
Pressed duck.
Kate and DJ roll the boulder away, revealing Daffy flattened against the ground. As he reaches feebly for the figurine, Kate picks it up.
Hey. This looks like a puzzle piece.
What?
She eyes a vine-covered disc.
Wait a minute.
Brushing away the foliage, she fits the figurine into a groove in the center. A small wheel turns inside the disc. Two monkey statues shoot darts from their eyes. As DJ blocks them with his machete, one zooms past Bugs's head. DJ deflects more darts as Daffy sticks his thumb in his mouth and inflates himself. Kate turns a larger wheel on the disc.
Are we rich yet?
Darts hit him and he deflates.
Any time now.
As the disc's stone base tilts away from Kate, DJ holds his machete poised. Daffy plucks a dart from his head. The pillar slowly tips toward them and forms a bridge over the lava pit. Steps lead toward an altar where a giant statue rises from underground. It depicts a monkey holding a pair of cymbals. Daffy's eyeballs pulse with blue diamond-shaped pupils. A cavity inside the statue's chest holds an idol of a big-eared monkey head wearing a fez. A blue diamond shines in its forehead.
I'm rich. I'm affluent. My liquidity is assured.
Daffy bounds across the bridge.
No, hey, Daffy, get back here. Don't touch that. Daffy.
DJ chases him.
Let go. Don't you dare.
He grabs the duck.
Mine includes mine.
Mine?
Yes, I mine. I'm the hero. I should get the treasure. The girl, too, but we'll discuss that later.
DJ drops him, then reaches for the blue monkey idol.
Careful. Careful with my diamond. Easy now.
Gripping it by its ears, DJ holds it away from his body. Blue energy swirls around the idol as it casts a ring of light onto his forehead.
Dad. This is for you.
The energy shoots into his head, changing him into a capuchin monkey. He grabs onto the idol.
Why, DJ? Why you? Why wasn't it me? Just academic curiosity, you understand. Well, gotta go. Bank closes at 5.
He takes the idol.
Come on, Daffy. Change him back. All right, all right. Buddy pictures.
As he points the idol at DJ, a blue surge changes him back into a human.
DJ, pal, you're okay. Yeah.
Give me that!
He snatches it.
I liked you better as a monkey.
Thanks.
Granny and Sylvester stand nearby.
So sweet. Now, if you could just hand over the diamond.
They unzip their bodies, revealing the chairman and Bob.
Immediately!
My turn.
Taz swells out of Tweety's body and bursts from the birdcage. He jumps toward DJ.
Pardon?
Bugs wears a gas mask.
Right now, I've come for the diamond.
I knew it was you.
Oh, you knew it was me, did you? Well, you're wrong, because I'm not me. I'm actually...
He reaches behind his pith helmet.
Oh, I can't reach over the hat. You know, I'd rehearse back at Acme, but I never wore the hat. And now the hat is throwing me off.
He hands DJ the hat.
I'm actually...
He unzips his body, revealing Drake underneath.
Your father. Dad!
Saw that one coming.
Look into your heart, DJ. You know it's true.
Can't be true.
You're right, it isn't.
He unzips his body again. It's Michael Jordan.
Let's do some drills.
This doesn't make a lick of sense.
The chairman peels away Jordan's body.
Well, who's laughing now? Well, apparently no one. Anyway, give me the monkey.
No, forget that, man. You're evil.
Oh, thank you. Anyway,
Mr. Smith, let's show this muscle-bound beefcake, who I have sometimes been mistaken for, what it's like to live in the real world.
Bob pulls out a gun the size of a fire extinguisher.
Have you ever been disintegrated in one place and then reassembled in another? Fire away!
Bob shoots a purple energy bolt at DJ, then at Bugs and Kate, making them disappear. He turns the beam toward Daffy.
Oh, no, you don't.
The duck instantly evaporates. Bob looks at the gun admiringly, then tosses it aside. He faces Taz. Bob unzips his body, revealing a female Tasmanian devil underneath. As Taz offers a ring, she gets a bridal veil and bouquet. They smooch. At Acme, the group reappears with mixed-up body parts. The chairman has Bugs' ears, DJ has Bugs' teeth, and Kate has Daffy's legs.
I thought they fixed that glitch.
Daffy and Bugs have swapped heads.
Mr. Smith, it's fired. I have to do everything myself around here.
The chairman slaps a console, and everyone returns to normal.
Good.
The chairman checks his head for rabbit ears. As DJ grabs the chairman, Drake appears on a screen. He's chained to explosives on railroad tracks.
Hinchman!
Dad!
Thugs grab DJ.
This is the remote that works. Now, this, my friend, is the Acme Trade of Death, which is not good news for your father.
Don't worry about me, son. I've gotten out of worse scrapes than this one.
You see, if the Trade of Death doesn't kill him, then those crates of TNT will, not to mention the 2-ton anvil hanging over his head. And, oh, look, there's the Pendulum of Doom. What's the Pendulum of Doom doing there? I did not order the Pendulum of Doom. It's overkill. Get rid of it.
Wily hoists the swinging blade away.
Now, if you want to keep your family together, I will hand over the blue monkey now.
Don't worry, son. I'm fine.
Drake blows on a candle whose flame burns the anvil's rope. DJ hands over the blue monkey.
You're a sick man, you know that?
Oh, get used to it.
Excuse me, what about my father?
Oh, he's waiting for a train.
What?
The thugs restrain DJ.
Where's Marvin the Marshal? Ah, all right, now here is the blue monkey. Ooh. Now go put it on the satellite, go!
Marvin dashes into an elevator.
No, you don't, 8-Ball.
Daffy charges after the Martian. On the roof, Marvin jumps off the elevator and into a yellow spaceship. Daffy jumps into a silver one. The yellow spaceship takes off over the skyline. Daffy's ship careens into the Acme building sign, knocking off the letter A.
You'd never catch that rabbit being this heroic. What's up, Doc? You're despicable.
With Bugs at his side, Daffy chases Marvin into outer space. As they pull alongside the yellow ship, the Martian's eyes blink angrily. Daffy guns it, and Marvin follows. As Marvin tries to get around, Daffy shifts in front of him. Marvin sideswipes the silver ship. Bugs throws a lever, and a robotic arm reaches out and keys a big scratch on Marvin's ship.
Vandals!
Marvin pushes a button. A giant boxing glove accordions out, socks the silver ship, and sends it spinning.
Your friend's efforts will prove to be futile.
He grabs two toys.
Here is the blue monkey. Here is the Acme satellite.
With the blue monkey, it's finally docked in the satellite.
The chairman grins proudly.
I will transmit a beam around the world, which will transform everyone but me into monkeys.
Now,
Take them away!
His henchmen obey.
Don't you think that'll get kind of lonely, Mr. All my friends swing from trees and pick fleas out of their furry butts?
Lovely. I suppose I could use a little human companionship.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Oh, I've seen you notice me. I know I'm hot.
Kate gags.
But I prefer someone with a little more oomph. I prefer Mary!
A protective dome lifts off Mary. The chairman joins her side.
Hello, Mary. We're a cute couple, don't you think? Now, take those future simians away and lower the monkey shield!
As his henchmen comply, the dome lowers over Mary and the chairman. Meanwhile, Marvin's ship nears the satellite. He hits autopilot. Daffy pulls up. Bugs shows an astral map and motions Marvin to roll down his window. He does.
Earthlings have the worst sense of direction.
Marvin gets sucked out of sight.
Well, what do you know? He fell for it. I guess I owe you $5.
As the yellow ship cruises on autopilot toward the satellite, Daffy and Bugs follow. On their ship's underside, Marvin hangs on. Now the yellow ship lands and a light panel reads Activate Satellite. Six towering transformers rise from hatches. Bugs and Daffy watch.
Did you order satellite? I don't even have cable.
Back on Earth, Acme crates and drums fill a warehouse. Kate and DJ stand bound to a chain with their feet planted on a dangling weight.
You know, when I fired that duck, I never would have seen this coming.
Gotta be a way out of this.
You can get out of this, son. You've just got to set your mind to it.
Besides, I'm hearing my dad's voice in my head.
Actually, I'm down here, son.
DJ squints at a nearby railway loading dock. Drake is tied to the tracks.
Hold on, Dad, I'll be right there.
Kate and DJ tug a cord with their teeth and the ropes fall away.
That was too easy.
As they jump to the floor, the metallic weight hurtles upward. A huge crate on the chain's other end plummets and smashes. Robot parts crawl out and assemble themselves.
What was that noise, son?
Kate and DJ watch the robot take shape.
Dad, you know how I always wanted a dog?
Yeah?
I just got one.
Fully assembled, a giant robotic dog prances playfully. DJ and Kate run back and forth as the dog blocks them from getting near the tracks. Kate spots a wrench as big as a baseball bat.
Wait! Maybe he wants to play fetch.
Nice mechanical doggy.
Good dog. The boy wanna play?
The dog stomps the floor with a plated paw. Kate hurls the steel wrench and the dog leaps up, catches it in his bed-sized jaws, and eats it. He wags his segmented metal tail and grins. Now on the satellite, the transformers glow.
It looks to be a deadly mission requiring strength, cunning, and nerves of steel. So, good luck, Bugsy. I'll keep the engine running.
As Bugs exits, Marvin aims a bubble gun.
You tricked me.
What's up, Darth?
Now I must incapacitate you with my bubble gun.
Ain't that cute?
A soapy bubble bursts, knocking Bugs down.
Of course you realize this means war.
Bugs transforms his carrot into a lightsaber. He leaps into space with Marvin and parries bubble after bubble. Meanwhile, tied to the tracks, Drake eyes his son on the loading dock.
Go that way. I'm gonna go this way.
As they circle the dog on opposite sides, the robot swats DJ with its tail. DJ crawls frantically toward his father. The dog pulls him back by the seat of his pants. The dog picks up DJ.
Stand off!
I don't want to put you under any added pressure, son, but judging by the vibrations of these train tracks, I've got about 1 minute and 42 seconds left.
Down.
The canine robot hurls DJ into a pile of crates. In space, Bugs continues popping Marvin's bubbles. In the spaceship, Daffy sucks his thumb.
What am I gonna do? What would Damien Drake do? What would Duck Dodgers do? Wait a minute. I am Duck Dodger.
Daffy becomes the masked mallard.
I'm going to be the hero of this picture.
He puts a missile on his back. It explodes. Charred and ragged, he reaches for another.
Duck Dodgers!
He frowns at the last missile.
Duck.
Now in a fresh costume, he soars into space.
It's you-know-who to the rescue! It helps if you don't say the name.
In the warehouse, Kate flings to a loaded cargo net as the dog jerks it like a ball on a string.
Oh, that dog!
DJ spots a hook hanging on a cable. He climbs a support beam, swings out on the cable, and attaches a second hook to the dog's collar. The dog crouches and gives chase. As DJ races for the tracks, the line hooked to the dog pulls taut and yanks the robot back. DJ leaps in front of the train. Kate runs up and stops short. She gapes at the rail cars whizzing by. As they pass, she spots DJ helping Drake to his feet on the far side of the tracks. Driving the train, Wiley sees the explosives on the front. He holds up a sign. They don't pay me enough. The robot dog scratches its ear. Now the satellite loads in the blue monkey diamond. A shot from Marvin's bubble gun knocks away Bugs' carrot saber. The next bubble engulfs the rabbit himself.
Disgusting earth rodent. Now to neutralize that duck.
As Marvin presses a button, two transformers fire blue bolts at Daffy. The towers slide together, squashing him between them.
Oh, this can't be good.
As they explode, Daffy's bill floats off his face.
Now the diamond will bathe the earth in a monkey-transforming glow.
Daffy hurls his duck bill toward a huge satellite dish. It covers the blue diamond. As the laser energy powers up, the duckbill's cheeks puff out, and overload warning flashes.
Thwarting evil makes me so angry.
As Bugs's bubble pops, he plugs Marvin's gun. The gun pops, encasing the Martian in a bubble.
Well, that takes care of that.
Two small laser shots escape the duckbill's nostrils. One heads for Earth. As the duckbill swallows the rest of the energy, the satellite explodes. Daffy's bill flies back onto his face. As Bugs spins in a free fall, Daffy catches him.
Oh! Thanks, Dad.
Marvin tumbles in his bubble.
Dark, dark side!
Back at Acme, the beam approaches.
Are you all monkeys yet?
It heads for the chairman.
Uh-oh!
Drake leads Kate and DJ into the boardroom where they find a capuchin monkey wearing round-lensed glasses. Nearby, Mary sobs into a handkerchief. Drake clicks tiny handcuffs onto the monkey.
Checkmate, Mr. Chairman. You're going down.
Daffy and Bugs ride the silver spaceship back to Earth.
Come on, say it. Just a little, you're my hero.
Nope, sorry.
Bob, say it, come on.
Not interested.
No one will ever know.
Nope.
Back at Acme, DJ pats his dad's shoulder.
I'm really proud of you, DJ. I knew I could count on you.
As they hug, Kate smiles.
Yes.
DJ sees the spaceship in the sky.
Dad, I think we should move.
They separate.
Well, what's wrong with Beverly Hills?
I meant from this spot.
Arm in arm, they bolt. Kate and Mary do too. The ship crashes through the plate glass window. It slides across the floor, takes out a desk, and collides with a column. The monkey chairman scurries away. Now a hatch opens, and Bugs and Daffy stride out.
I think we scratched it. Don't worry, it's the rental.
You guys, you pulled it off.
You pulled it off, all right.
Bugs swipes Daffy's bill.
Way to go, Daffy.
You didn't do so bad yourself, stunt boy. To set the record straight, all credit for saving the human race goes to Daffy.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you don't, Buster. You're the hero.
You're the hero.
You're the hero.
Wait a minute. Pronoun trouble. I'm the hero. I'm the hero, all right.
I'm the hero.
Are you going to introduce us, DJ?
Ah, Dad, this is Kate. Kate, this is Damien Drake.
I'm a really big fan of your son.
Well, Dave, you achieved your goal of being a hero. Yep. But you didn't achieve your goal of getting me back in your stupid movie.
Cut, Chris, that's a wrap.
That's it, guys.
Remind me to get a new agent, will ya?
Behind Bugs and Daffy, a movie crew takes down the Acme building set.
Maybe we are a team. Bugs and Daffy. No. Daffy and Bugs. What do you think?
DJ notices a guy who looks just like him holding a trophy. He carries a dog under one arm.
Say, you remember me? I threatened your manliness and you got me fired? Oh, I know you. Do I know him? You must be someone that I got fired. See, I get a lot of people fired. You'll be good now. So like I said...
DJ socks Brendan Fraser in the nose.
Oh, God, not again, not again. He's down again.
DJ leads Kate off.
He said he could do stuff.
Bug steps into a limo.
Hey, you know, Daffy, you're right.
The usual place, Mr. Bunny?
Very good, Ryan. From now on, you and I are going to be equal partners in this thing. No more second banana for you.
The limo leaves Daffy.
I really appreciate this.
At last, my star is rising. All my hopes and aspirations.
Whoops.
A giant movie-like crashes down beside him.
What do you know? My luck is changing already.
An orange circle lands on him. Porky Pig pops out. The words, "That's all, folks," appear, and the lights dim.
Go home, folks.
Now, in black and white sketches, Warner Brothers cartoon characters reenact scenes from the movie. Credits appear, directed by Joe Dante, written by Larry Doyle, produced by Paula Weinstein, Bernie Goldman, executive producers Chris DeFaria, Larry Doyle, animation producer Allison Abate, animation director Eric Goldberg, director of photography Dean Cundy, ASC, production designer Bill Brzeski, edited by Marshall Harvey, Rick W. Finney. Brendan Fraser, Jenna Elfman, Timothy Dalton, Joan Cusack, Bill Goldberg, with Heather Locklear and Steve Martin. Carrying his gun, Elmer Fudd chases Bugs and Daffy into Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream. Mark Lawrence, Bill McKinney, George Murdoch, Ron Perlman, Robert Picardo, Leo Rossi, Vernon G. Wells, Mary Woronov. Casting by Mary Gale Arts and Barbara Cohen. Costume designer, Mary Vogt. Visual effects supervisor, Chris Watts. Music by Jerry Goldsmith. A Warner Brothers Pictures presentation. A Baltimore Spring Creek Goldman Pictures production. Bugs and Daffy walk side by side. Elsewhere, Yosemite Sam fires at a banana peel. Bugs and Daffy's eyes wobble in their vibrating heads. Production manager Ronald G. Smith, first assistant director Jeffrey Wetzel, second assistant director Courtney Miles, visual effects producer Ann Kolb, animation, special effects supervisor Scott F. Johnston, art director John Kleber, visual effects producer Lori J. Nelson, associate producer Stephen Wilsbach, visual effects supervisors Michael D. Canfer, Brad Kuhn, visual effects compositing supervisors Anthony Maben, Jason Piccioni, lead animators David Brewster, Anthony DeRosa, Bert Klein, Frank Molieri, Jeff Sirgi. Cast, Brendan Fraser as DJ Drake, himself. Jenna Elfman as Kate. Steve Martin as Mr. Chairman. Timothy Dalton as Damian Drake. Heather Locklear as Dusty Tails. Joan Cusack as Mother. Bill Goldberg as Mr. Smith. Don Stanton as Mr. Warner. Dan Stanton as Mr. Warner's brother. Dick Miller as security guard. Roger Corman as Hollywood director. Kevin McCarthy as Dr. Bunnell. Jeff Gordon as himself, Matthew Lillard as himself, Mary Woronov as Acme VP Bad Ideas, Mark Lawrence as Acme VP Stating the Obvious, Bill McKinney as Acme VP Nitpicking, George Murdoch as Acme VP Unfairly Promoted, Robert Picardo as Acme VP Rhetorical Questions, Ron Perlman as Acme VP Never Learning, Vernon G. Wells as Acme VP Child Labor, Leo Rossi as Acme VP Climbing to the Top, Archie Hahn as stunt director, Alan Graff as interrogator, Austin Cuccia as tour bus girl, Marie-Claude Jacques as flower vendor, Michael Azria as Paris Cafe waiter, Dan Romanelli as studio executive, Ryan O'Dell as Bugs Bunny's driver, Kevin Thompson, Arturo Gill, Gabriel Pimentel, Steve Babiar, Martin Kleba as dancing Yosemite Sams. Character voices, Joe Alasky as Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Beaky Buzzard, Sylvester, and Mama Bear. Jeff Glenn Bennett as Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, and Nasty Canasta. Billy West as Elmer Fudd and Peter Lorre. Eric Goldberg as Tweety Bird, Marvin the Martian, and Speedy Gonzalez. Bruce Lanoil as Pepe Le Pew. June Foray as Granny. Bob Bergen as Porky Pig. Brendan Fraser as Tasmanian Devil and Tasmanian She-Devil. Casey Kasem as Shaggy. Frank Welker as Scooby-Doo. Danny Chambers as Cottontail Smith. Stan Freeberg as Baby Bear. Will Ryan as Papa Bear. Danny Mann as Robo-Dog and Spy Car. Mel Blanc as Gremlin Car. What's Up, Doc? Written by Carl Stalling. Play That Funky Music, White Boy, written by Robert W. Parisi. Performed by High C, Big Steel, Drop Da Bomb, Young Dre, and Mr. Kane. As Time Goes By, written by Herman Hupfeld. Hello, My Baby, written by Ida Emerson and Joe E. Howard. We're in the Money, written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. Gremlin Rag, written by Jerry Goldsmith. I Love to Singa, written by Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg. Viva Las Vegas, written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, performed by Elvis Presley. Move Your Feet, written by Junior, performed by Junior Senior. If you want it to be good, girl, get yourself a bad boy, written by R.J. Lang. Hey Driver, written by Adam Cryer and Kostuv Pandow, performed by Lucky Boys Confusion. Come Fly With Me, written by Sammy Kahn and James Van Heusen, performed by Michael Bublé. Powerhouse, written by Raymond Scott. Merrily We Roll Along, written by Eddie Cantor, Charlie Tobias, and Murray Mencher. Un Homme et Une Femme, written by Francis Albert Lai and Pierre-Elie Barou. The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, written by Dave Franklin and Cliff Friend. Shake Your Coconuts, written by Junior Senior, performed by Junior Senior. Score album on Verez Sarabon CDs. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. Motion Picture, copyright 2003 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Story and Screenplay, copyright 2003 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Original Score, copyright 2003 Warner Barham Music, LLC. All material is protected by copyright laws of the United States and all countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Warner Brothers is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended or should be inferred. Ha ha ha!